Hi, it's Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and today I want to share with you my thoughts on whether corporate agencies' days are numbered. Before the Second World War, when information was in short supply, curtailed and slow, people depended on a brand's goodwill for quality assurance. That's why you've got all these big brands today. However, things have changed. Things have changed in every industry since the millennium, and I think it's a matter of time. And we're not talking weeks or years here, but definitely a decade or two. The estate agency and letting agency will change, because I honestly believe that the big agencies with their big brands are living on borrowed time, as the importance of their agency brand and their branding to be successful are slipping year on year. Let me explain. I honestly believe that anyone with enough passion, drive, intelligence and patience can open up or even grow a stagnant letting agency or even a lettings stroke estate agency and compete and beat against the mega brands of your Connells, your Countrywide, your Moves, your franchise brands, even the likes of Savills and Knight Frank. It won't even take a huge budget to do so. You see, before social media and the internet, if you wanted to open up an agency, there were three major barriers to entry that used to exist, that you almost had to get through the gate to get to open these letting agencies. These barriers were reach, acceptance and ability. But now these no longer exist. Let's look at each one of those. Reach. Today, anyone can publish content on the web for almost no investment. I mean, I have over 3,000 letting agents read my articles on the various different websites. For me to have that sort of reach 10 years ago, even a bit longer, I would have had to have spent thousands and thousands of pounds on advertising in one of the estate agency magazines. Now I can do it for free. So getting out my message to estate agents and letting agents doesn't cost me a penny. The second one is acceptance. Nowadays, if you don't need to be a highfalutin person who's been around 20 years. People are more accepting of you if you are interesting and you talk sense and what you write about is interesting. The third one is ability. Again, you don't need to be an agent of 20 or 30 years before people start to accept you. If you do a good job, people will accept you. If you have now, there's no excuse with no barriers to open your own letting agency. Let me put a bit more meat on the bones here. Let me tell you a story of my early teenage life. When I was 10 or 11, my family and I went on holiday to North Wales. Grey, wet, horrible. My father just bought a Ford, one of those Ford Sierras 4x4s. It was one down from the Cosworth. Thankfully, it didn't have that awful big wing on the back. And it drank petrol for Britain. I mean, it was quick. It was on leaded petrol, and it needed 4-star. In fact, it really liked 5-star petrol. And just like Tom Cruise was running on vapors in Top Gun as he was coming in to land his aircraft, I can remember my father driving past 3 petrol stations when he was also running on vapors, refusing to stop at each of the petrol stations as my mother was steadily boiling up like a pressure cooker, because the petrol was from Yaki Dar petrol, Anglesey oil. It wasn't one of the big brands. And my dad said, no, son, I want a decent brand petrol in my car because this is my baby car. We'll go with the brand. I don't want to put second-rate stuff in my XR 4x4. I mean, the petrol probably all comes from the same factory. It doesn't matter. His petrol was running lower, was further into the red than the Greek economy. We were on vapors, but he refused to stop at those petrol stations. He only wanted a branded petrol in his car. But I think things have changed. In fact, I want to ask you a question. I want you to think for a second about the last few things that you've bought, especially decent sized purchases. I don't think I'll be far wrong if you went to a search engine, you looked over some reviews, you asked your mates on Facebook, you even visited a few comparison websites. I bet in some, but not necessarily all, but in some of your buying decisions were influenced by what others said and what was the best choice to make. I mean, to prove the point, when I was buying my laptop, 18 months ago, bought a Lenovo, whatever they are called, laptop. Never heard of the brand. Went on to some comparison websites. Everyone was raving about them. And I thought, well, if it's good enough for everyone else, it's good enough for me. And then there's my missus. She, when we go on holiday, will religiously look at TripAdvisor. And we will base the decision of our holiday on the feedback of a complete stranger. Doesn't matter what the brand is, she will make a decision on which hotel we go to, on whether someone has slagged them off or not. So, what does TripAdvisor, what does this new way of shopping mean for a estate agency? Now, I'm not suggesting that having a big brand isn't a good thing. Quite the opposite. In fact, I am quite pro-franchising because you get the best of both worlds. You're your business owner and you are also got a good brand behind you, as long as you play to the strengths of that. But what I am saying is this. Just having a big brand on its own is simply not enough anymore. Your brand will not, on its own, get you the business. The internet, this social media connection society we live in, the ability for anyone to find out anything by going onto websites such as Google or any other search engine, typing something in and getting millions of answers, loads of information at your fingertips, is something that people would have only dreamed about 20 years ago. It has now levelled the playing field in any business, and including estate agency and letting agency, to the point where a nobody agent with a better collection of raving fans can compete with these large brands and win. Forget the online versus high street agent model question or argument. That is a totally irrelevant question. Yes, there is a place for online agencies, and yes, there's a place for high street agencies. The fact of where you trade from is irrelevant. You are all agents trying to either sell or let houses. The fact that you do not have a piece of glass, an expensive piece of glass on your high street, does not distinguish you in any way, shape or form. You see, in my humble opinion, you don't need to have an expensive piece of real estate sucking up pound notes like a Dyson on speed. Don't get me wrong. Having a piece of glass on the high street is very, very helpful, but it is not the be-all and end-all of whether you will succeed or not. We've all seen agents open up with expensive real estate only to close 12 months later. A high street office does not equal success. So if you are starting your own agency and you are going to go online or the high street, I am more than happy to give you my thoughts and opinions on what I would do or not, as the case may be. And you can do that by dropping me a note via email or even picking the phone up. Because today, all landlords and all property sellers, all they want is someone who cares. Companies don't care. Brands don't care. People care. And one phrase I constantly hear in the property industry is this. Lettings and estate agency is a people business. It's not a property business. So if it is a people business, how do you compete against those big brands? When you start your agency, or you're finding it hard to grow your own stagnant agency, you might look at these brands and ask yourself, how the hell can I compete against these massive chains? With this in mind, I think the question you should be asking of your competition is that agency owned, organised and run by people who will allow those employees, the people that work in there, to care? And generally, I find, and I'm sure you do as well, the bigger the firm, the answer is nearly always a big fat no. Now that might sound a little bit harsh, but I speak to many, many people in the industry, especially in the last 18 months. I've spoken to a huge number of corporate agents in my time, and I've only ever come across three area managers who work in the corporate sphere who I thought, wow, these guys are good. The rest have been magnolia-tinted number crunchers. You see, caring is a fickle, volatile, hard-to-manage, free-thinking, it's hard to regulate, it's quite expensive in the short term to manage. But I really do feel sorry for people who work in such environments, who have bosses that don't care about their staff, or just see them as a number cruncher, to provide numbers for an Excel spreadsheet. Your people in your offices must be cared for first, and then in return, they will care for your customers. You see, I think in agency, both lettings and sales, there's a trend for these bigger firms to overemphasize the significance of their branding, their networks, their fancy technology, even their processes and efficiencies. I know that why they're doing that, but perhaps, just perhaps, it might be an idea that could be flawed. You see, all thriving, successful companies center everything around the needs of people, because people are, in essence, the final consumers of what we do. Without people, every great business in the world would be worthless, and that includes estate agency and lettings. It's all about people, agents and their landlords, vendors and purchasers, who make the decisions on what to buy or what not to buy and when to buy it. Yes, you could always try and beat them with cheap fees, but even if you do get the business, you're not bringing much money in. You could try and beat them at their own game and spend thousands and thousands in advertising and sponsorship and having fancy la-di-da brands. Or you could play your own game. You could play a game where you're not in competition with them and the only person you're in competition with is yourself. You see, I think your branding is you. You are the brand, not some fancy logo. Not like the other agents who hide behind their facade of all fur coat and no knickers. You are the difference. Not the brand, not the logo. If you can be the most caring, most trustworthy, most honest, the most hard-working agent in your town, then you will win. People ultimately choose to do business with people they like and people they trust. But here's the issue. How do you prove that? How can you prove trust if you don't have the property in the first place, but you need the property to prove it? Chicken and the egg. And this is the big question. How can you prove trust without having the property? And now I would like to rattle through 10 ways that you can prove trust without actually having the property. So hold on tight. Here we go. Literally slam dunking in at number 10, the punters, they just love you. Oh, less of that. Right, the punters, they love you. We'll have less of that malarkey about. Right, honestly, if you've been doing this for a while, this article writing, this becoming the town's local property guru, people will talk about you. Now, we call ourselves farmers in landlord farming. And Farmer Rebecca from Middlespex says all her friends have told her, without asking, everybody in their suburb is talking about her newsletter and her blog. These people won't ring you up and tell you that they're talking about you, because that's not the way the human, that's not the way we'd work. But they're talking about what she's writing because middle-aged property owners are interested in the property market. And you are the source of info, the motherload of news, the fountain of knowledge with thoughts, info about the property market. And everyone's interested in that. Slam dunking in at number 9 is, how long have you been showing up? Having a blog and constantly posting shows that you deliver every time. Farmer Daniel, a letting agent from Hertfordshire, stopped doing his blog for a few weeks. In our Facebook group for letting agents who adopt the principles of being a local property guru, a group where we share ideas, he recently said, and I quote, haven't written my blog for a while due to dealing with other bleep, 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 but recently decided to kick it off again this week with a couple of buy-to-let deals and a nice piece about development in my town. I posted it everywhere yesterday and have had 4 calls already. One accountant called who has lots of properties, 2 being refurbished, and there's a good chance I'll get both. I also thought I'd let you know that I'll to encourage you to keep writing your blogs. This is, he was saying this to people of the Facebook group, Landlord Farming Club. Don't be an idiot like me and stop for a couple of months. You must keep the machine going, as it really does work. Okay. Sticking at number 8 is Google. Results on your first page of Google are the most trusted there can be. So, and it's quite easy to get to the top of your town's ranking with a good blog about your town's property market. Google loves fresh content. Farmer Chris from North London, 6 months after starting his blog, is ahead of Rightmove, Zoopla and all the big boys when you type his town and the words property and blog. I mean, how good's that? Right, coming in at number 7, old ideas versus new ideas. Everyone loves talking about the property market. There's nothing new there. But by you writing meaty articles about the local property market each and every week, you are making landlords think about their property in new ways. And if you can get someone to think and you are interesting in what you write, human beings like things that are interesting and things that they are interested in. And by eventually getting them to like you, from that, trust emerges. Number 6, are you interesting? If I spend my time reading your blog, listening to a podcast, or reading your newsletter, what's in it for me to listen to it? If you're interesting, people will start to trust you. Coming in at number 5 is scarcity. The early bird gets the worm. One of our letting agents who adopts the landlord farming principle, Farmer Singh from South London, is doing wonders with his blog. He has a VIP area on his blog for landlords where they have to enter their correct details to get access to the best buy-to-let deals. But it isn't just a case of just putting the deals on. He's got a very special way, which he has shared with everybody in the group, on how to do that. Very, very clever. Coming in at number 4 is, can I have your autograph? Taking this to the extremes, a number of our letting agent farmers who adopt the principles of being the local property guru get stopped in the street. In fact, Paul Tobias Gibbons from Essex, no word of a lie, was asked to market a property this week. This was for sale, because what you'll find is that not only do you get more lettings and landlords, you actually get more sales and free vals on the estate agency side. Someone actually wanted his autograph. Can you believe it? An autograph of an agent. Right. Let's go through the top 3. Have we met before? Network, network, network. I can't stress the importance of networking. Get yourself to the Conservative Club. Get yourself to the Golf Club, the Rotary Club, the PIN meetings, the Chamber of Commerce. And even if you met someone for 30 seconds, that will alter the reaction that person has when they do see some of your marketing material, because they already know you. Okay, we're in the top 2 now. Number 2, pressing the flesh. I love speaking with Steve Frost at Martin & Co. in Chelmsford. He has people walking in off the street. Now, just to give you an idea, he writes his own blog, which is www.chelmsfordproperty.blogspot.co.uk. Probably one of the best blogs out there. You could learn a lot from what he does. But what Steve does is he also puts those articles in the newspaper, because the newspaper adore those articles and they put it in as editorial. Now, he has people walking in off the street on a regular basis. The young ladies on the front desk say, how can I help you? And he has lost count of the number of times that people point to him at the back and say, no, I want to talk to him, the bloke that writes the articles about the housing market in Chelmsford. And most of them turn out to be landlords. If you go and see his blog, you'll see why he does. But here we go. Let's go into number 1, which is the most important one. Trust is transferable. I don't care what you say, but if someone says to you, you need to go and talk to that bloke, he knows what he's talking about, their trust is transferred to you, because trust is transferable. The amount of times my clients have told me of landlords who've recommended them and their letting agency, but the person that recommended them has never met them or even used them. How the hell can that be the case? What you'll find is landlords who are indifferent to their agent, who don't want to swap, just love the articles that are written about the local property market. They like them and they love them. And what happens is that when they're talking to their mates down the pub and the subject of property comes up, they say, oh, you need to go and see that Steve guy. He seems to know what he's talking about. Now, when someone says that to you, no one actually says, well, have you used him? What are his fees? Because you don't do that. That's not how we interact. If Dave, the big landlord, says that he's good, then he's good. And you don't question that. And that is how an awful lot of business is coming our way. It does take time. And yes, like I've always said, if you don't want to write the articles, you can ask me to ghostwrite them for you. But you don't have to do that. You can just get out there and write them. I've shown you where all the blogs are and all the people that are adopting this principle of being landlord farmers and being property gurus. Because I can tell you here and now, okay, this is important. The bottom line is this, my fellow agents. You will be judged. So surely it's best to plan on being judged in the best possible light and being that most trustworthy agent. Anyway, I've rambled on enough. Hope I haven't sent you to sleep. I've got to go and do some gardening now at the mother-in-law's with senior management. That's Mrs. Watkin. She's known as senior management. And thank you very much.